Morbid Collective.
Welcome to Criminal AF. And for those of you joining us for the first time, this is a true crime podcast. There will be talk of murder, rape, torture, assault, and pretty much any crime that would haunt your nightmares at any given moment. There will be detailed descriptions of said events, and there will be some vulgar language.
Like fuck.
We understand that Criminal AF is not for everyone, but we just ask that you at least give it a listen. If it's not for you, hey, thanks for checking it out.
See ya.
But if it is, welcome to the debauchery.
In 2014, an 18-year-old Texas man strolled up to a random house and asked the homeowner to call 911. The story that would ensue would shock and repulse even the most seasoned detectives. I'm Dave Jari.
I'm Garrett Quarter.
And this is Criminal As Fuck. What's good, fuckers, and welcome back to another episode of Criminal AF. Once again, I am Dave Jari, and with me is my co-host, Garrett Quarter.
How we doing?
So I just want to touch on something real quick. In the last episode, Shitty Parents, I said that I would be having surgery on the 19th, mm-hmm. and we'd be out, we'd be, you know, out of the mix for a little bit.
Taking a little hiatus.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't seen you in a long time, buddy.
No.
You're looking trim and tight. Tight like a toy.
Tight. Yeah, I'm getting it. I mean, 20 pounds so far in 2 weeks.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Dave's looking good over here.
The little fox, little gray fox.
I was joking with you earlier. I said I was worried about your head.
On my head.
Yeah. You were gonna get skinny out and your head wouldn't shrink and then it was gonna look crazy. But I will confirm Dave's head is shrinking, so that's a good thing.
There you go. Well, that's always a plus. But I just want to touch real quick. We actually recorded that episode 2 days before my surgery mm-hmm. in September. So I actually had surgery September 19th.
It's been that long.
And
oh my God.
I tried to get the episode out by my surgery date.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, there's a lot of editing and all this other kind of stuff. And I couldn't quite get it done. So,
well, understandably.
So the Shitty Parent episode released on October 2nd. So people were messaging me, hey, good luck on your surgery. You know, good luck. Also, I'm like, oh, fuck, I already had it. So, yeah. So when we said in the last episode, like, you know, we'd be on hiatus for a few weeks, that hiatus already came and went. So,
yes.
I apologize for that, but yeah, but thank you to everybody who messaged me and wished me well and everything. Everything's going great. I feel good. My food, I'm actually on the pureed portion of my staged diet. I can only take in like 2 ounces of food at a time.
I know, he's over here drinking protein shakes. Like, that's my dinner.
That's my dinner. Got my protein. So anyway, yeah, that was my thing. Moving forward, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you to everybody who, you know, sent out their well wishes and whatnot. Now, Garrett, you went to Mexico during this little hiatus.
I did. Me and the wife and a whole bunch of my friends went. And, dude, I got a story for you.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I thought I was going to die.
What happens in Mexico?
I thought all of us were going to die.
Cartel shit?
It wasn't cartel shit.
Okay.
It was more of sketchy places where shouldn't be.
Anywhere, yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
Right. You're outside of the touristy area.
Yeah. Our last day there, okay. We were driving back to the airport, and we were with our taxi driver. It's like an hour and a half drive to there. And my two friends...
From Tulum to Cancun.
From Tulum to Cancun airport. Yeah. My friends speak Spanish, so they're bullshitting with this guy the whole way up, and I'm just sitting there like, fucking no clue what's going on in this thing.
I almost spit out my protein shake.
Our flight was delayed, so we had like... It was 6 hours delay. So we got there so early. So we had like 8 hours to kill.
Yeah.
So the driver ended up, his name was Fernando.
Oh, okay.
He was like, oh, I'll take you to my brother's restaurant. I'll take you guys can hang out. And they were chatting the whole time. So they were like best buddies or whatever. Like, yeah, sure. Why not? We'll go there. No, my buddy Angel and Juan.
Angel.
So I was like, all of us in the back of the car were like, I don't know. They're like, no, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
This guy the whole time was trying to hustle us, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's all he was doing.
They see fucking Americans.
So that's why I was a little, like, he tried to, like, slide his six-pack into my, like, I was at the checkout line at the gas station. He tried to slide his six-pack into my stuff. And I was like, whoa, what are you doing? He's like, oh, no problem. So he hustled the whole time, talking about how he spent all his money on beer and he needs to pay his wife 20 bucks. Can I get 20? Like, dude, it's wild. So, character. Mm. So we start driving down back roads in Mexico. There's you can see the resorts from, like, a distance at this point.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just nothing there, abandoned fucking back roads. And then we get to a gate. barbed wire and graffiti all over it. And
you're stuck at this point. There's no turning back.
And I'm like, where's the fucking restaurant, guys? And they're like, I don't know. The driver gets out of the car, knocks on the gate, opens a Game of Thrones trap door.
What the fuck?
And this dude, who looks straight up like one of the family members of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, waddles up to the door. Old man, decrepit, missing eyeball, like the whole nine, crazy.
What the fuck? Full tattoos.
And he's like, no, no, no. They start speaking in Spanish. And then he shuts the door and the gate opens. I'm like, we pull into this open parking lot.
Yeah.
There's not one single car there. And I'm like, yo, guys, where's the fucking restaurant? Sketch the fuck out. All of us are like, and then my buddy who speaks Spanish is like, oh, I don't know. He said it's down this road. I'm like, you motherfucker. Oh, this is how we die. This is what they say. This is exactly how they, like,
dude,
horror
I would
stories
be
are made.
Shitting my
oh,
fucking
dude,
pants.
I was. Because nobody's like.
What was Kelly saying?
Kelly was bugged out.
Freaking the fuck
she
out.
Bugged
yeah.
out. And then, so he's like, I'm going to go eat with you guys. Just leave your stuff in the car. We're going to lock, I'll lock it up. I'm like, eat? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
like,
leave your stuff in the car. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
We're in the swamps of Cancun at this point. There's no beautiful beaches. It's swamp area. And he's like, the restaurant's down there. And all you see is like swamplands encased in a boardwalk going all the way down into the swamps. I'm like, I'm not walking down there. Like, what are we doing, guys? Like, he's like, yeah, it's right down there. Just keep going. So we're like, well, fuck it. At this point, we're fucked regardless. So we start walking through the swamps. You can see alligators underneath the... I'm like, they're going to kill us and drop us in here and take all our shit.
Dude, you guys are fucking crazy.
Crazy. Finally, we get and it emerges to this beautiful beachfront fucking, like, shack restaurant.
Yeah.
It was... It was safe as hell, but it was the scariest fucking moment in the world. They made their own nursery where they raise their own fish, and then you pick out, like, hey, I want that one. And that old crockin' decrepit man took a spear and just went and grabbed the fish, filleted it, laid it over a hot coal fire, fried it up. It was awesome. We were feeding alligators. He was cutting up fish and giving them. We were feeding alligators with a fork while they were coming up. And they were. I'm like, where the fuck? What is going on?
That is fucking
crazy.
Wild.
It was crazy. It was a cool experience, but it sketched me the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to hand it to all of you for not, you know, making it that far. Because I would have opened the door and rolled out. I don't care. I'm not fucking willingly going to my fucking death. No.
Now, like, luckily, we were with people that spoke Spanish. So, like, I guess he doesn't bring people there. It's more of like there was no tourist there. Like, the people that were there, like, were like, you could tell they were local.
Right.
So it was like, he just liked them so much on that hour and a half drive that he was like, oh, we'll go eat. I mean, we paid for his lunch too. He's hustling.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But
it
was he ended up being a funny guy.
Oh my god, dude!
Crazy though. Crazy.
How fucking wild would that be?
Terrifying.
Wow.
Terrifying. Because you go and you go to the resort, then you do your little excursions and like based off of like the resort.
Right.
You're on a bus with other people.
The approved tours and
this was just in the thick
you guys went wild.
We went off the radar. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So that was my, there was a whole bunch. Obviously, it was a great trip, but that was just a funny ass story that I knew you would enjoy.
Jesus. Okay. Well, I had surgery and Garrett almost got his head chopped off.
I almost got thrown into an alligator pit.
All right, we got to give a shout out to Terry Burke Wolin for upgrading her membership to the Zodiac tier. Thank you so much for being a valued member of our fucked up family. You can become a member of our debauch by joining our Patreon for as little as $2 a month for general support. Everyone gets access to our private Discord as well as ad-free episodes. And those who join the $5 tier or above, you get all of our audible, visual, and downloadable content. And for the higher tiers, you get all of this plus producer credits in every episode, some goodies thrown in like t-shirts, posters, coffee mugs, you know, a bunch of different
shit. Et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. To choose your tier, just go to
criminalasfuck.com
and click on the support tab. There are other ways to support Criminal AF as well. You can visit our show on Apple Podcasts where you can give us 5 stars and leave a detailed review on why Criminal AF is the
number one true crime podcast in the world.
You can also go to Spotify and answer the questions or polls that are posted with each episode. Also, you could be rocking our merch.
Go get you some merch.
Yes, sir. There are tons of designs and products to choose from, and you can find them at criminalafshop.com. And don't forget about visiting morbidcollective.com, where you'll find an amazing group of independent podcasts that we're pulling together to share and cross-promote each other's shows. So go to morbidcollective.com to check that out.
I know you've been gone a long time, Dave.
Yes, sir.
So you haven't been checked down into Florida in a little bit, so we're going to bring you down.
What in the fuck is going on in Florida?
Breaking news! Breaking news! This Florida Man takes place in my favorite part of Florida.
Okay.
The Villages.
Oh.
And I don't know if we've talked about this on this podcast. I think we have.
It sounds familiar. Yeah. It sounds familiar.
All right. Florida Man faces charges in Villages, black market erectile dysfunctional drug case. If anybody doesn't know, the Villages are a over 65 community.
Which makes it even better.
Everybody has their golf carts and all that stuff.
Oh, my God. Black market
fucking Viagra drug cartel going on in a 65 and over.
Riding around in his golf cart.
This place is like a town, though. They have their own grocery stores. You don't even need to have a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like it has its own shopping centers and all this stuff. It's huge.
Oh, yes, I have heard of this.
It's like its own ecosystem. Yeah. It's like a giant community of 65 plus. All right, the Villages, Florida.
Yep.
They literally call it the Villages. It has its own area code.
Oh, good.
A man from the Villages is facing a year in prison after allegedly stockpiling erectile dysfunction medication and is accused of planning to distribute them, according to Local 10 Orlando's news partner.
Jesus. So he's got like a monopoly on the whole fucking...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
if anybody wants their fucking Viagra, they go see this
guy. Well, they party, dude. They all party. We'll get into it. Yeah. Reginald Kinzer, 77, had more than 1,800 erectile dysfunction pills sent to him, which he got without a prescription from a licensed doctor. So now we're talking medical malpractice. Because that guy was not supposed to send...
I mean, pretty much you can go online and...
Yeah, and get 6 pills for your dose. He got 1,800 pills.
So this was all at once?
Yes, he had 1,800 pills distributed him.
He must have a doctor in the family or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Called his, like, nephew.
What a shitty way to lose your medical license, though. Giving out Viagra.
Viagra, I know. Like, make it worth your while.
I know, make it worth your, like, perks, like... Do something good. Ketamine, I don't know, something. The Justice Department says Kinzer planned to distribute the drugs locally and outside of Florida. According to the charging document, the drugs were found during a search of Kinzer's home by the Department of Homeland Security while executing a search warrant in 2018. No information was provided about why Kinzer is facing these drug-related charges now. A trial is expected to happen in November. He could face up to a year in federal prison and be a fine of up to $10,000 if found guilty.
Damn.
It's not Kinzer's first drug arrest.
Whoa, okay.
He was arrested back in 2020 for possession of several drugs, including marijuana, MDMA, and psilocybin. He was found guilty in 2021 and given 3 years probation, according to Sumter County court records.
Dude, this...
So this guy likes to... Viagra and Molly in the 55...
He's running a whole fucking cartel in the fucking Villages.
Yeah. So, if you don't know, Dave, there is supposedly, per square mile, this is the most STD-infested area in the world. Per square mile, the Villages. Because I guess it's like,
they're fucking,
they just get wild.
They're fucking down there. Yeah,
and then you hang scrunchies on your golf cart.
Like the hair tie things?
No, like a loofah, not a scrunchie, it's a... They're like the shower scrunchies.
Okay.
You know, it's like a loofah or whatever. And what color you have on your golf cart is where you're, how freaky you're going to get.
All right.
So I brought
how
up.
How open you are to.
Yeah, how open you are to swinging and all that stuff. Okay. So I brought up the colors right here.
Okay. Oh,
the Villages. There's a whole bunch of charts. There's pictures too of golf carts with them and stuff. So a white scrunchie is novices and beginners.
Oh.
Purple, voyeur, and people who like to watch.
I would be purple.
So you'd throw that purple scrunchie right up on there.
Yeah.
Put the balls hanging off your tow truck on your golf cart. Some fake spinners, dude. Dave would be you'd be a menace in a 65 and older.
I'll be
community.
Walking around from head to toe in fucking purple.
Gucci pajamas on, just riding. Yeah. Dude, actually, it doesn't sound like a bad life.
In my purple golf cart. Yeah,
playing shuffleboard
around.
And shit. Fucking, pull up to the shuffleboard courts like... Who wants to lose? All right. Pink is a soft swap. People who like to do it with others in the room.
Oh.
Blue, lowest level of full swap. Those who can play well with others. Yellow is mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous.
Wait. So these are all full swaps, but it has different levels of...
Well, yeah. Pink was the less severe. So pink was you want to do it with people in the room.
Okay, so it's like you and your husband and somebody else and their husband.
Or, like a big... And but you're just, not swapping. blue is when it gets to the full swap. So it's the low, blue is the lowest level of full swap.
Yeah.
Those who can play well with others. Yellow is mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still a little nervous. All right.
Okay.
Black, full swap. Those who say that the hell with it and let it all go down.
Yeah.
That's what this is, the cheat sheet. I don't know. And then a teal. Teal scrunchie is means you're bisexual for those that want to increase their dating chances.
Oh.
So you just you have like it's a beacon of what you are. Dude, they get down. Like, say what you want. 65 plus, you've been with your you've been with your partner for 60 plus years.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Celebrating your 50th anniversary.
Yeah, with a nice orgy full of Molly and erectile dysfunction pills from your good man.
You each go your separate ways and you go and fuck whoever the fuck you want.
Your main man cancer came through with the with the blue pill.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, maybe it's gonna be a good night tonight. Right after the Elvis Presley impersonator dance at the main hall.
Don't forget bingo.
Yeah, that just sounds like a great day. Look at
bingo. Yeah, we're all fucking right after bingo. Let's go.
Bingo at noon, right? Yeah. You got bingo at noon. Yeah. You hit the shuffleboard courts for a little bit.
Yeah.
Then you got the Elvis impersonation band.
Oh, yeah.
Playing
don't forget the magician.
At eight. It's getting all the girls roundy.
Yeah.
They're all.
Oh, and Elvis
gonna,
swinging his hips.
I was going to say they're all wet, but.
Nah.
No. Yeah.
Maybe a little moist. Might be a little moist.
A little moist.
Yeah.
Might need a little help later.
Right.
And then they just go back and, you know, they meet up with Kinsir, grab some blue pills and a couple mollies.
Fucking go to bed and start over the next day.
Damn, dude. It sounds like a good life. I'm not going to lie.
So per capita, per square mile, that is like
The densest area of STD infections.
That is fucking wild.
You can look that up, too. That's a true fact.
I believe it because one of my friends used to work in a nursing home, an old folks home.
Yeah.
Dude, there's some serious fucking going on there, too.
Yeah.
Like, people on like, the last legs of their lives, they're like, they don't give a fuck.
No, they don't care. They're all senile and shit.
Yeah.
You know what's wild, too, is, like, CNAs, like the women that work in those nursing homes are assaulted on a daily basis, and they have to deal with it.
It's the only job
where, like, you have to just deal with it.
You know what? I can't wait to be that age where I can just freely...
Hey, baby, you want to give me a sponge bath?
Yeah. Just grab somebody's tit. You know what I mean? And be like, oh, I'm old.
Sorry, I'm old.
And, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, okay, Mr. Jari.
Mr. Jari. Can you not grab my ass while I'm trying to give you a diaper change? Oh, sorry.
Get over here.
Sorry. You would be that creepy old man at the nursing home.
Oh, my God.
Funny. But, I mean, the Villages does sound like an interesting place.
I do. I think I would want to live there.
I saw a news article about
this. I'm almost there. I'm almost 50.
You got a while before you're 65, but 65 and older.
Oh, I thought it was 55 and older.
It might be 55.
Bro, I'm almost there. Can you believe that shit?
Now,
I want to put this into context. We're going to break away here for a second. Now, me and Gara are really, really good friends, like really good. And obviously, we do the show together. We have a good rapport, I think, you know.
Yeah,
we have a good, you know, vibe going. Garrett's literally 20 years younger than me.
It doesn't feel like it, though.
It doesn't feel like it,
you
no.
Got, like, you got a young heart.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just wild just to think about. You're like, because, like, when I'm hanging out with you and, like, some of the other guys at work and stuff like that, like, in my head, I'm still fucking, like, 20-something years old. You know what I mean? There's no fucking way I'm almost 50. So, but, like, when you actually sit there and think about it, it's like, fuck.
Or you get...
I'm going to be getting an AARP card here pretty soon.
Yeah, but you hanging out with a whole bunch of people your age, you would just be miserable.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, these guys fucking suck.
Yeah. I've always been young at heart. I've always been young.
I don't care about your Metamucil fucking intake, dude. Shut up. I want to talk about fart jokes and fucking...
I know.
never grow old, folks.
No,
never grow old.
Stay young. A young mind is a healthy mind.
Very true.
Criminal AF will be back after this quick break. Now back to Criminal AF. All right, Garrett. Ready to do this? It's time to fuck this episode in the mouth.
Yeah.
All right, this is the case of a motherfucking virgin. No,
the pun on that is great.
Yeah. So he was a virgin who lost his virginity to his mother's dead corpse.
Literally, a motherfucking virgin.
He's a motherfucking virgin. Yeah. I came up with that all by myself.
Dude, genius.
All right, but this isn't the only fucked up thing that happened on this day. So here we go. Here's the story. So on March 26, 2014, at 7 p.m., an 18-year-old young man from Corpus Christi, Texas, named Kevin Davis, left several scribbled notes in his mother's apartment before hopping on his bicycle with a plan to run away. He rode his bike through the night along the railroad tracks for approximately 10 miles when he dumped his bike and backpack in some brush along the tracks. He walked another 10 miles to the town of Robstown, where he decided he didn't want to run away anymore.
Isn't that, don't all kids go through that one time?
Yeah.
You tell your mom, hey, oh, fuck you, I'm going to run away.
Yeah.
You pack a bag and
right.
then you walk down the street and turn right back around. I mean, I've done that a couple times.
So. Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, obviously we just talked about our ages and shit. But when I was a kid, we did the typical hobo stick. The hobo stick tied to the, you know, with your clothes. And I must have ran away from home like two times.
Mom.
I made it to the corner and I sat there. Waited for somebody to come chase me down. Nobody came. And I'm like, God damn. Well, I guess I'll go back then. Fuck.
Anyway. Yeah, because your mom the whole time is, go!
Yeah,
go!
Yeah, see you later.
She knows you're going to be coming right back. Where are you going?
What do you think? There's no way you're going to go. Yeah. All right, so about 10 a.m. the next day on March 27th, this young man, Kevin Davis, he walked to a random house located on the 3800 block of County Road 61. A man by the name of Timothy Johnson and his wife had just let their dog inside and sat down to watch TV when they heard a knock on their door. Johnson got up to answer and saw Davis standing outside. Now, Davis had asked to use the phone. You know, obviously, you have to be a bit cautious, you know, when there's a random man standing outside your home.
Yeah, I'm not answering that door.
Yeah.
I'm talking to him through the Ring.
Well, I mean, this is 2014.
I know.
So.
God, thank God for technology.
I know.
Imagine you had to answer the door back in the day. Fuck,
God forbid.
Yeah.
Like, I hide behind my couch when somebody comes to my door.
Yeah, I still do that. I still do that as a grown adult.
I know. Yeah.
I just wait for him to go away.
I stand still. They can't see me. I'm standing still. But anyway. But yeah, I mean, some random dude walks up to your house, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'll call someone for you.
Yep.
You know, you're not gonna come into my house. So Johnson was like, yeah, you know, who can I call for you? You know, and Davis was like, yeah, can you call the police? I have committed a murder.
Holy shit!
Yeah. What? So Johnson's wife immediately called 911 to report the situation to the Nueces County Sheriff's deputy, who was dispatched to the home. Now, while they were waiting for the police, Johnson stepped outside. This dude has brass fucking balls, dude.
Yeah.
And asked Davis again what had occurred, not believing him at first. And Davis replied, I killed my mother with a hammer. I beat her to death. So he continues to tell the guy that, you know, he ran away and he rode on his bike on the railroad tracks along Highway 44. He told Johnson that he ditched his bike during the night and walked the rest of the way. He got tired of running, so he found the first house with their door open.
Jesus.
Timothy Johnson would typically not be home at this time. He would be at work. You know, this is during the day, 10 a.m. This day in particular, he decided to take the day off to spend with his wife. Otherwise, it just would have been her home alone. Now, it's kind of scary to think that if the husband wasn't home.
Yeah, there's always that what if.
You know,
if
like.
He was still in that mood.
Right. So, like, if Davis, like, showed up and it wasn't Timothy Johnson, it was his wife, you know.
Does that whole interaction go differently?
Right. You know, but now he saw Timothy and he's like, oh, you're a guy. I'm backing down, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, you know, Kevin Davis, he's not an imposing man. I mean, he's 18 at the time, kind of shortish, skinny, you know, not very imposing, you know. So if he and from, you know, we'll listen to bits of the interview coming up. But, you know, he sounds like a decent young man. You know what I mean? So. Who knows?
Well, he had to have given off a non-threatening vibe if he went outside to talk to him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the sheriff's deputy arrives, and Davis confirmed what he told the homeowner, and he gave the address of his mother's apartment at Windrush Apartments. Davis was detained while officers rushed to 4322 Costa Riz Road, apartment 1707 in Corpus Christi to check on his mother, 50-year-old Kimberly Hill. Now, the door to the apartment was locked, so they had the manager open the door. And when they go inside, it was a fucking bloodbath, okay? They found Kimberly Hill's bludgeoned body, naked from the waist down, laying in her bedroom with a bloody hammer on the floor beside her.
Saying earlier, you talked to some people, you want to get some stuff off your chest. You know, we're here to listen to you.
Why are you here? What happened?
Tell us what, you know, what happened.
Well... Has anybody gone to the house yet? Do you really?
We know what happened. We have, but we want to hear it from you.
or we have an idea. You're the only one looking to us.
He's like, have you been to the house?
Start at the beginning, man. What cost all this?
Well, very beginning. I asked my mother for permission to die, or rather commit suicide.
A Mortal Kombat fan.
Sort of beat around the bush sort of thing. Because, well, that doesn't really matter why I wanted to kill myself.
Sure it does.
I'm bored with life. I don't like life. I don't like people. I don't like living it, basically. There's really nothing, anything depressing about it. Just is what it is. And so, I wrote the note. I did.
Where
did
you write the note?
Around 6, 7-ish.
Today or yesterday?
Yesterday. All
right, so now the notes that Davis is talking about, he left behind several notes, I believe three or more. And the one they're talking about in particular is one that stated, "Chase me, sorry for the mess, KD."
Sorry for the mess is such a, like, condescending...
Yeah.
End right. of, like, sorry for the mess.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, you're emphasizing, like, he's proud of how he bludgeoned her body.
Yeah.
Like, he's proud of it. And that, that right there shows intent to a full degree.
Right, right. So now, Kevin Davis, like, he was born in December 27th, 1995, but there's not much known about his childhood. He obviously harbored, like, psychopathic and antisocial tendencies, you know, because as we'll learn, he has zero empathy for what he did. And he'll claim that he felt bad, but his actions, they tell another story. So Davis will claim that the years leading up to this moment, he had become bored with life and that he didn't like anyone or anything about his life. So for whatever reason, he decided to tell his mother that he was going to kill himself, as he stated in the clip. Her response was, well, I'll be sad, but there's nothing I can do to stop you. You're an adult, you know? So, I mean, that's kind of rough coming from a parent, but, I mean, we talked a little bit about this before. It's like, how many times did he come up and say he was going to do this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, when like, if your kids, and they come up and they tell you, like, the same thing 87 times, you're just like, yeah, yeah. By 87, you're just like, whatever.
Yeah, 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 sure. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's the only way I could, put her response into some sort of rational, like...
You know. And this individual seems, Kevin definitely seems like he's done this once or twice too.
Right.
So I can.
Like, woe is me.
Yeah.
I'm fucking.
I don't like people.
My
I don't
life
like
sucks.
The world.
You know, but I mean, just looking at, you know, just hearing a little bit about him and stuff like that, I mean, he was obviously, he had no friends, you know.
Incel, for sure.
Yeah. He was basically went to school and stuck himself in a fucking room and never really associated with anybody. But. All right. So. Her comment, her response to, you know, his wish to kill himself, this infuriated him that his own mother could be so nonchalant about her son killing herself. What a bitch, right? So he changed his plan of committing suicide, and now he's going to murder his mother and his sister.
Actually, I mulled it over, and then on a whim, actually, I turned it over. Wrote a plan to kill both my mother and my sister, quite frankly, because that's always been a thing of mine. I'm a bit of a pervert.
Is it like a fantasy?
A little bit of a pervert.
It is, actually. So, that did not... Best laid plans never work out, apparently, or at least the one scribbled on a piece of paper, because she had decided she was sick of this stuff, and she was going to go send me to live with my sister again. I tried to strangle her with a cord, a ripped cord from a video game console controller. That didn't work, huh?
What was this that you thought strangled?
She was sitting on the couch watching TV.
Okay.
That didn't work out too well. She started screaming, and so I went to her room, opened a drawer at the very bottom to the right. I pulled out a hammer. I went back in the living room, and, well, you kind of get the gist from there. She was out pretty quickly, kind of tried to play dead at first, but then I finished it.
So you hit her with a hammer when she was sitting in the sofa in the living room?
No, first I tried to strangle her, and that didn't work. Right. She grabbed the cord, so I raced back into her room, grabbed the hammer, came back out, and then did it.
Okay. How many times did you hit her with a hammer in the living room?
At least 20. But then she was still alive. I dragged her into the room, as you probably clearly saw. And then I kind of formed my hands into her brain to kind of just cut it. She was still snoring.
bro.
Holy crap.
There's a lot to unpack in this little fucking cliff.
Holy crap.
How nonchalant he is.
I stuck my hand into her brain and mangled it up a little bit. Yeah. So she was still snoring.
Yeah.
And that's not a snore. That's a body response of just dying.
Yeah, we're gonna touch on that in a minute. But I mean, this guy. All right. So in his own words, he said, "It's always been a thing of mine. I'm a bit of a pervert." So meaning he's always had this fantasy about killing his mother and sister, which goes back to his psychopathy that he didn't see his mother or sister as family members in the context of, you know, the majority of people do. He saw them as objects, like pieces of meat that he saw fit to be used. However. Another point during the clip, he states that his mother was sick of this stuff and was going to send him to live with his sister again.
Damn.
So, an obvious slap in the face, you know, in his mind, like, who does this woman think she is? You know, I'm not a fucking child to be sent around everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? So, so he snaps and he tries to strangle her with a cord from a video game controller. She starts screaming. That didn't work. So, Davis ran back to her bedroom, opened a drawer, and pulled out a hammer. Went back into the living room and began bashing her in the skull at least 20 times with the hammer. She was still alive as he dragged her into the bedroom. And there, you know, as he said, he stuck his hand inside her crushed skull and tried to mash her brain because she was still snoring. Now, this is an interesting note. Like, this snoring...
That's violent. Yeah. Oh, it's like a Mortal Kombat fatality. Oh, my God.
So, it's a natural response to death. Okay, the snoring, or in this case, it's catastrophic brain trauma. Okay, so it's been called the death snore or the death rattle, and it's basically terminal respiratory secretions. Like everything in your body is pretty much stopped working except for your last handful or breaths. So your
bodily function.
Yeah, so you're not swallowing saliva, you're not swallowing mucus, you're not clearing your throat. You just, you know.
Yeah.
So as the person is dying, the throat relaxes and the mucus and saliva build up in the throat. So as they take their last breaths, it sounds as if they're snoring like this.
You would. You would. You're really painting the picture here. On.
That's when you reached in and grabbed the brain?
Yeah, I kicked at it a bit. Then I just... that was kind of silly, but... Then, yeah, I just decided to reach in and kind of just do it.
So he would later tell detectives that her brain felt like putty. And even though he originally told detectives that he didn't use a knife on his mother, Davis did grab a knife and stuck it inside his mother's skull as his first attempt to scramble her brains.
Damn, Dave, you really had to add the audio of somebody taking their last breath. Dude, you're really painting the picture here at Criminal AF. Yeah, I like it.
We're thorough.
I like it. Dude, that is like, that's probably that's like a perfect description of just blind rage to just stick your hand in an open skull and just
mangle
it up.
Brains.
That is just...
Yeah, that's like
you can almost paint that picture. You can see him doing it out of just pure anger.
Right.
Holy shit.
Well, I think at this point, I mean, yeah. It's a cross between anger and curiosity, I think.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, there's her brain hanging out of her fucking head. Let me grab it and mush it around and... it's like, whatever. All right, so this is where they talk about the knife.
And there was some blood in the knife, but you said you never used it. I guess just blood just from where you grabbed it around the...
Oh, that knife. Actually, I used that to stir her brains up a little, and that didn't really work out. So I decided to delve on it.
Did you do that in the living room or the bedroom? Because we found that it wasn't in the bedroom.
I may have started that. So. Yeah, actually, I used a knife in the living room, and then didn't I take it with me?
So her brains were already kind of coming out in the living room when you dragged her?
Yes, but she was still snoring like a baby, and so I just kind of dragged her.
This dude, wow. All right. So now what happens next takes this already disturbing murder to a whole other level.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. When detectives asked Davis what he did after this, he matter-of-factly replied,
"Then I had sex with her corpse."
You did?
Did you come to her? So not.
I did, actually.
Have you ever done that before, like that sex with her?
No, I haven't, actually.
This was just the first time?
Oh, yeah, I lost my virginity to a corpse.
Okay. Okay. Did you change in the bathroom?
I took a bath before then. My penis really. Well, that's a little personal, but yeah, I needed to clean it off, and so. and then I changed. Yeah.
Okay.
Bro.
So nonchalant.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my penis was a little dirty.
Yeah.
I had that corpse dick.
Yeah. Had my.
Oh, dude, you can't even say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
If everybody watched, I'm sitting here. He went. I know what he was going to say, and he just gave up. Like, he looked defeated when he was going to say it. Holy crap.
This is horrible. Oh, this is awful. So Davis had told detectives that he's had violent thoughts since his preteens, and the idea of killing his mother and sister had been in his head for quite a while.
How about your sister? What's your sister's name?
Desiree Hill.
Is she okay?
She is okay, yeah.
Okay. Where does she live?
At an apartment, actually very near here. That big kind of Hispanic thing. I mean, like Spanish-looking building. Mm-hmm. It's an old apartment complex with a code.
Was it a fantasy of yours to kill her as well?
It was.
Did you write down that on your note?
Oh, I did actually, but I decided against it because, well, I had my fill of killing. I didn't. Seemed a little much.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? A little too excessive, yeah.
I had my fill.
Wow.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call post-nut clarity. Guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Get off of me.
Yeah. So, you know, your hormones are raging. It makes you think and do things that you wouldn't normally do. And then once you nut, you're like, ah, shit. What the fuck did I do?
What the fuck happened?
Fuck, I wish I didn't do that.
you pause the porn in this front. Like, yeah. Like, oh, what the? You look back up, you're like, God damn, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's definitely post-nut clarity. So if he would have not ran away, if he just would have, like, hung around or whatever, eventually those hormones would have came back and he probably would have finished the deal. So now, instead of killing his sister Desiree, he did leave her a note to mess with her head.
How many notes did you write?
Three.
There was one in the living room.
Yeah.
And that one was addressed to who?
Desiree, my sister. Because I knew she's a good girl, but rather sensitive. I knew she would lose her head if she kind of saw that.
Do you remember what the note said?
Keep your head. Hurry. She might still be alive, although I highly doubt it, in parentheses.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping along those lines, yeah, sincerely.
But when you wrote the note, you knew your mom was already dead?
Oh, yeah, I knew it. You know,
so you're just messing with Desiree by writing that she might still be alive?
Yeah, in my sick sense of humor, okay. I was pretty well off my rocker by then.
You think? All right, so he's leaving one to taunt the police. He left another to taunt his sister. Like, hurry, she might still be alive. Probably not. Ha ha ha.
Knowing damn well that she's...
Oh, yeah. That her brains are scrambled outside of her fucking skull. Yeah. A short time later, Kevin wrote the other note, this daring the police to chase him. He describes himself as being in a playful mood at this point, and this is when he decided to make a run and ultimately ended up at Timothy Johnson's house.
And then there's a second note in your mom's bedroom. What did that one say? Do you remember?
Chase me.
Was that addressed to the police, or...
I was in a very playful mood at the time.
He just wanted to see how far he got laid.
He's feeling good. He's in a good mood.
So
Jesus.
Your plan was to leave town?
The lack of emotion.
Yeah.
According to one of the notes that you wrote?
The Greyhound bus. Mm-hmm. I was going to try to get out of the state or anything, really.
But I guess something else happened. You ended up at somebody's house.
I told you my plan was foiled because she talked to me. She said my sister's going to come pick me up now, like in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Go over with her, and that's when I said it's time to act,
okay.
Now or never.
I see.
I just went over to their house to use their phone, and then I was using their phone, so I thought I might as well tell them when they asked me questions. I mean, they had questions on using their phone.
Where was this at? Where did you end up at?
Ultimately, I ended up in the backwoods of a ditch.
Here in town or out of town?
Rostown.
In Rostown. How did you get over there?
In Corpus Christi, I biked halfway, and then I got to the train tracks, and then I ditched the bike in the thick woods, and then from the train tracks, I just walked.
To Rostown?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you came up to the first house that you saw, or how did you...
Oh. Why did you go to this house for to ask to use the phone?
Initially, my plan was just to run as far as I can, but then I ended up crying my eyes out in, like, the thick woods. Like, what did I do? And I realized, you don't know what you lost till you've already lost it. And so I
sounds so fucking fake.
Yeah, it is.
I knew that my life isn't going to go anywhere, not anymore. So I just kind of gave it up midway.
Yeah, what he says later just basically just
throwing out Hallmark greeting cards, statements that, like, the most generic. Right.
Like, what am I supposed to say in this situation? Yeah. Oh, this is what I'll say.
You don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah. So, like we thought, you know, Davis claimed in a statement that he cried his eyes out, like, oh, what did I do? Yeah, bull fucking shit, because he totally contradicts himself in this next clip.
You feel sorry you did this to your mom?
In a way, yes, but I wouldn't take back what I did. It's strange, really. I did love her. In a way.
Yeah, in a way. Okay.
In a way.
In a way, enough to have sex with her. Now, as investigators, you know, you need to try to establish a motive. And right now, the motive is Kimberly Hill didn't seem to care that Davis was going to kill himself and threatened to send him to live with his sister. But you want to try and paint a bigger picture. Like, was she physically abusive? Did she emotionally emasculate him as a child? Like, what did she do to drive her son to this drastic and horrific decision? In short, apparently nothing.
Did I be mean to
you? Oh, no. She's been the best mother.
Okay, so she is. Nothing that she did?
Oh, absolutely nothing. No, she...
If I was to ask you, what did she do to deserve this, what would you answer?
Absolutely nothing. I'm a cruel, disgusting person.
How did you come up with the idea to kill her and have sex with her?
How did I come up with it?
Yeah, with it.
It's been a developing idea in my brain.
But you haven't gotten ideas from games or videos, or you're not into some of those dark games?
Some things inspired me, but they did not necessarily plant the seed. Mm-hmm. Get me? They didn't plant the seed, but they did egg me on, rather, I guess.
Is that the books you've been reading?
Not necessarily. I watched some. I recently got into watching some foreign movies, creepy stuff. Not necessarily mainstream horror, the kind of stuff that you keep away from. Despite how I ended her life, I'm kind of more fascinated by the more artistic ways of murder, the meticulous manner, the way they cut them open, just slice them to pieces. I mean, such care, such love. And
what the fuck? But see, like, listening to his interview, you can tell, I will all argue that even the whole seed that he planted in the beginning about, oh, she didn't care that I wanted to kill my, that's all made up too.
Right.
He just added that because, I mean, he's trying to, like, you can see the sociopath in him where he's trying to, like, make it. But he's changing his story. So
right,
it's,
yeah. He's basically telling the detectives a story, you know, which is matter of fact. But when it comes to him, he's telling them what he thinks they want to
hear. Yeah, you can tell it's all just he's going through a checklist.
Right, but he actually let it slip out a couple of times that this has been on his mind for long fucking time.
Since slice them up. Yeah. With love. That is terrifying.
Now, so this leads us to another discussion. We're going to, like, break off just a second. Now, do you believe that video games and movies corrupt a young mind into committing murder? I mean, like, you've talked about growing up with the internet and watching cartel videos and snuff films when you were younger, but you've never murdered any... Well, not that I know of. You never killed anybody.
Not that you know of.
No, you do have Mohegan Parker down the road.
I know what you're saying, though. Unfiltered access to the internet at 10 years old is a wild thing.
Yeah.
And, I think he actually said it. It definitely sparks interest, but it doesn't... It's not planting seeds.
It's not
of
what
murder,
drives you.
But you're definitely interested.
So it's not like the 80s. Remember? Well, no, you don't remember.
Faces
the
80s. Of Death.
Well, no, there was like this huge thing in the 80s where like Metallica.
That's all bullshit.
They're all like, oh, they got subliminal messages to commit suicide and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? They tried to shut the whole fucking thing down.
A lot of this is people blaming something that's not just like he's doing,
right?
Like. With the whole suicide thing, it's people will claim like, oh,
they don't accept accountability for themselves.
Yeah, video games made me do it, or music made me do it. That's not really the case. They're just trying to take the blame off themselves.
Right. Lack of self accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when I first looked at this case, I viewed it as a reverse Ed Kemper. Like Kemper went on a killing spree before he
Your boy.
killed... Yeah, this is my boy. before he killed his mother. And Davis actually started with his mother. You know what I mean? And the more I dove into this, the more it became apparent that Davis, like, this kid would not have stopped at his mother. You know what I mean? Like, he lived in a fucking fantasy world where killing, dismembering, necrophilia, they all played vital roles in these fantasies.
Yeah, if you look at the countless sons who killed their mom, they don't desecrate bodies. Right. It's more of an anger thing, and it's quick and pain. Like, I'm not talking about serial killers. I'm just saying when you hear about those stories that have gone viral.
Yeah, what's that kid's name?
They shoot him. They usually just shoot him, and it's over.
The one that talks like this. He was like 15, and he killed his mother.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
Beat him with a baseball bat or something. He talks like this.
But it's...
I can't fucking think of his name.
There's definitely levels to this shit, right?
Yeah.
And
like, he just went off and fucking beat her and left.
The fact that he mutilated her body and had sex with it. Dude, this kid is twisted from
next
the
beginning. Level. Yeah. Next level.
So that brings me back to what you're saying about Timothy Johnson not being home.
Right.
Was he really... Because he's going to say, I just wanted to use his phone, but who knows?
Because, I mean, let's backtrack a little bit. Now, we talked about post-nut clarity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he just killed his mother, he had sex with her, in this interview, he admitted to coming inside of his mother, and hence why he had to go wash his penis, you know, because it was all dirty.
Not to be too graphic.
Not to be too graphic, said, yeah.
Not after what they walked into, but, right. You know.
So, a normal guy, a normal, healthy man, if they nut at, say, 8 o'clock at night, they're ready to go by the next morning.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Davis, you know, he killed his mother, had sex with her, nutted, whatever, runs away. I'm in a playful mood. I'm going to fucking run away.
New boot goofing.
Right. So now the morning comes. Post-nut clarity has fucking worn off. He's a fucking psychopath.
He just committed the thing that has been his fantasy for the longest time.
Right.
So you know he was
He's got an itch for it.
He got an itch for it.
Right. So now he, like you said, you know, he shows up at Timothy Johnson's house and if he wasn't home, like, what the fuck would he have done? You know what I mean?
He might have got that itch again, for sure.
Oh, 100%. All right, so yeah, so like we were talking about, you know, he has this fucking wild fantasy world that he lives in. Killing, dismembering, necrophilia, you know, they all played vital roles in this shit. And he talks about it a little bit here.
You still feel like you're done with your mom. You still feel like you want to keep on killing? To keep on, you know, the other fantasies?
Came here to pay for my crime, so I guess I should continue with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully.
Yes.
I would kill again.
Bingo.
Oh, no. Rabbit men aren't my thing, actually.
Women. Yeah. That post-nut clarity when he got to the door and he saw Johnson.
Yeah.
He was like, aw.
Yeah, men aren't my thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
You just ruined my boner.
I've never had a girl.
I tell you what, give me your fancy of killing a woman. Oh, your fancy killing would be your age killing, fuck, that'd be...
This is a little peculiar, I'm on camera. Okay, maybe dressing up in a nice suit, sneaking into her house, disabling her boyfriend. No, yeah, I'd bring a pretty dress with me to dress her up in.
Dude.
This is not something you just pull off the top of your head.
No.
This is something you've been thinking about. For years.
I'm trying to think of, like, in a defense lawyer's aspect in this interview, and I'm like, dude, you're saying the wrong shit. Shut the fuck up. Like, what are you doing? You're literally you're giving the motive that you're fucking lock him up for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was always into strangling, but after that last blunder, I guess maybe something big and sharp would be more along my thing.
So it's kind of key to point out, strangling is very personal. It's up close.
Yeah.
You're feeling that last
breath.
Right. So I think for him to have this fantasy for all these years about strangling a woman and then it not being successful kind of threw him off.
Yeah.
Maybe angered him a little bit, you know,
you didn't give me my thing.
Right. Which probably sent him in a fucking rage and resulted in his mother getting her fucking head bashed in, you know?
Yeah.
Probably decapitate her. As I prefer my women dead.
Jesus Christ.
I'd dress her up. I'd stitch her up. Kind of try to work the head back on, perhaps.
Okay, he would chop her head off. Well, he would dress her up in a dress, chop her head off, stitch her head back on.
Put her in a nice dress.
Yeah.
And have a beautiful romantic dinner together.
Then I'd go to town and it would be a night to remember.
What?
Wow, bro.
Fuck? Dave, what are you bringing? Why are you bringing me these stories, dude?
Burn everything and run for the hills.
Burn everything and run for the hills. Well, I mean, hey.
Right. Holy shit.
Now,
the guy just literally just reenacted his perfect murder.
Yep.
To the fucking detective.
Oh, yeah. This has been something on his brain for years. Oh, years and years and years.
Criminal AF will be back after this quick break. Now back to Criminal AF.
All right, so before the interview ended, this is where it's going to get... this is going to get good. Before the interview ended, the detectives, they wanted to clarify what Davis meant by saying he lost his virginity to a corpse. Like, you know, were there others? But, you know, I'm going to let this clip play out. And what we learn, his mother was, in fact, not the first dead body that Davis has had Christ. Sex with. This is fucking wild.
You mentioned that you lost your virginity to a corpse.
Yeah.
Can you tell a little bit about that? What happened?
Oh, well, just last night, my mother. Yeah.
Okay, not somebody else. You're talking about your mom.
Yes.
Okay, so before that, you had never had sex?
Here it is.
Well, I guess since I'm being quiet about it, I might as well tell you now. Yeah, and it's on the note, too, the P.S. part. We used to have a gray cat named Claire. Oh, yeah, VCL. He was a thing of mine, too. Mm-hmm. Now you know. And so I strangled it. I drowned it. And then I cut it open. And you know the rest. And I get the rest.
You had sex with the cat? The dead cat?
Yeah. Ripped it open. Stuck it in there. Yeah.
Ripped it open and stuck it in there.
So that your thing, having sex with a live person, that doesn't turn you on. It's a dead thing, dead person, dead animals. That's what turns you on.
I don't necessarily mind. I don't have standards or morals. Mm-hmm. Body's a body, and in the end, a piece of meat. I guess it's harsh to say, but no, I don't necessarily mind.
Dude,
I'm speechless.
What the fuck? Like, okay, now this just rings up.
This kid is a complete lunatic, and thank God it's sad about his mother, but at least he wasn't out there for, like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't a predator for years and rack up those bodies, and because this clearly was going to turn into a 10 plus
murderer. 100%. So it kind of like brings it back to, like, you know, when he told his mother that he was going to kill himself, and she's just like, sorry, whatever.
Maybe she should have been like, yeah, do it.
Right.
Holy.
Right. Because I'm sure, like, and we talked about what led up to this. Like what experiences did the mother have with this dude where she's come to the point and be like, hey, you do it. It is what it is. Obviously, the mother must have known that fucking Mr. fucking Mittens fucking disappeared, and you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Like, what happened to Mr. Mittens? And I don't know.
Holy.
So there's been signs. There's definitely been signs.
Yeah, now this whole thing makes sense in the beginning of the story, too, once you get this far down.
Yep. So initially, Kevin Davis, he pled not guilty to the charges, even though he had fully confessed to the murder. This is possibly to use as a insanity defense, even though he told detectives that he was 100% sane.
Did you ever tell anybody else what your plans were? That, you know, what you wanted to do, your mom or your sister?
No, but over the years, there were hints. As a younger boy, I was a lot dumber, a lot more angsty, you know. I said things, but I guess they basically brushed it off. I guess the hints were everywhere, but they're my family. Family looks past that kind of stuff.
Hints were everywhere.
They try to not look at it, I guess. I'm not mentally disturbed. I mean, I'm sane. I know exactly what I did. I know that it's wrong.
The defense lawyer in me is like,
shut the fuck up.
It was just a fantasy you had, and you had to carry it out.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Now I feel vaguely, kind of like I'm done.
You know what's so interesting?
Yeah.
I'm like, also, if you look at it like we were just saying, like, I'm like, yo, shut up. But at the same time, this is right here with him and that detective. This is years and years of needed therapy.
Right.
Expressed. He already committed the crime. He knows he's done
right.
for life. Yeah. So he's like, he's probably held on to this for so long. So it probably feels amazing to him
right.
to just talk about a little bit that's going on in his mind. So like the average person's like, yo, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can see where He needs to get this off. He's talked to nobody about these things ever.
I know, and now these like, and this is like a whole that thing with like, you know, psychopaths and all that, you know, serial killers, whatever. Like once they get caught and they start like spilling, you know, it's almost like you do it to get the reaction off of something. You know what I mean? So if you're talking about, you know, fucking ripping a cat open and sticking your dick inside of it, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you're reliving the moment, but also you're feeding off of that
crazy energy.
Right. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah, no, I mean, what you're saying, you're getting that person's reaction and you're like, yeah,
you like that, right?
You like that, right?
I do it sometimes. I say fucked up shit just to get people's reactions.
Yeah, I know you do.
All right, so a psychiatrist evaluated Davis and determined that he did have an antisocial personality disorder. However, the doctor also added that Kevin knew full well the difference between right and wrong when he killed his mother, and so there was no medical reasoning or explanation behind his actions. During the trial, the defense called no witnesses, and eventually Davis ended up changing his plea to guilty, because you were. On October 8th, 2014, the jury had to decide Davis's fate. The death penalty was not an option in this case because the crime was not considered capital murder. I thought Texas killed everybody.
I know. I was going to say, this is strange because I thought for sure Texas would be like, yeah,
Texas and Florida, they just like,
death penalty.
You stole that Snickers? Yeah.
Death penalty.
Fucking, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm surprised Texas and Florida haven't gone back to like, you steal something, they limp your hand off.
They take a hand in town square, just chop your fucking hand off. So it took the jury less than an hour to come back with...
guilty!
With the possibility of parole.
What?
Yes, with the possibility of parole. Go figure. So he will actually be eligible for parole in 2044.
Ladies, I'm coming for you.
And he'll be
everybody
primed.
Everybody, lock your doors. Get your pistol permits ready.
He'll be primed and ready.
Oh, no. All right. I guarantee you, when his parole hearing comes up, a judge isn't going to let this guy
down. No, he'll never. Especially when he's like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely fucking kill again. Yeah. 100%. All right, so that'll do it for Kevin Davis, the motherfucking virgin.
That's so good.
Criminal AF.
The motherfucking virgin.
Wait.
You know how like people say, oh, like I'm a virgin and a half? The cat counts as like a half.
Oh.
You know how like you're like, oh, I got the tip in, so I can't say I'm a virgin, but the cat counts.
Well, yeah. So he's a
motherfucking virgin and a half.
He's a motherfucking virgin.
Sorry, keep going. End the episode. I'm sorry.
He's a cat fucking virgin.
No, because it's not. You got your virginity is with a person, even if it is.
Are you sure?
Your dead mother. Yeah.
You can't claim losing your virginity to a goat.
No, you can't. Can you claim it to a pillow? Or apple pie? No.
Oh, I got a point.
Okay. Well, those aren't living things. But
actually,
yeah.
You know what? Leave this in the Spotify comments. You know, let us know.
Yeah.
Losing your virginity, does it count if it's an animal, a pillow, or let us know what it is.
Jesus Christ. Our Spotify comments. We're not getting monetized for shit, Dave.
No, fuck it. Hey, we're having a good time.
Exactly.
We're having a good time. All right, so... if you found what you heard was interesting.
Thank you. Dave bringing the best stories here on Chrome.
Go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a review or comment. Don't forget, comment. How do you lose your virginity?
Place, time.
Place, time.
Where?
With a goat. Cow.
Cat.
Cat.
Filleted cat.
Filleted.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
A fish. Actually, but this brings it up. Hey, did you ever go to a petting zoo?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and you know how like you can.
Where is this going?
You can feed the baby goats like the bottle.
Yep.
And there's like. On the fucking...
Yeah.
Do you ever think?
No,
like...
stop.
No,
dude,
you never thought that.
No.
At least cross your mind once.
Of course, it crosses your mind, but you're like, ugh. The goat's just lipping. He's just lipping.
Yeah.
He's like mowing around.
All right, that just went a step too far. All right, so
you,
don't forget you can become one of the debauched by joining our Patreon for as little as $2 a month for general support. Everyone gets ad-free episodes and access to our Discord. Those who join the $5 tier or above get all of our audible video downloadable content, and for the higher tiers you get all of this plus some goodies and producer credits. Just go to
criminalasfuck.com
where you can find the links to our support, socials, merchandise, reviews, and more. Take us out, Garrett.
Signing off from Studio Chloroform. Keep your head on a swivel and stay safe till next time.
See ya.
Now give me our theme music.
Executive producers for this episode are Christine Rivera, Beth Davis, Dusty J. Hicks, and Terry Burke-Wolin. Associate producers are Paul Hodge, Courtney Seddon, Tara Mazur, Chantel Dackett, Jay Rawlings, and Laura Shin. Producers are J.D., Ashley O'Connor, Elizabeth Plus Four, Trent Gobble, Devin Dean, Lisa Perello, Alicia Knight, Maria Celine, Chris Owen, Justin Ware, and Emily White. Research and documentation by Chris Owen. Be sure to follow us on all of our socials at Criminal AF Pod. And to get all of your Criminal AF merch, visit criminalafshop.com.